rack built upside your barn under the shed. Like this, so you'd have a with opens and then and we have boards sticking down with space between where they get the hay in there.
Oh yeah, and the hay would be
on top up there, see, and you throw it inside of this rack. And they'd go and they'd get that hay rack, put it all on the ground, they'd eat it out that rack. It's cleaner. They won't trump all over it, see.
Yeah.
We even put bale hay in there.
By the way, would you ever ride a space in the barn to put hay? Where would you leave it then?
Well, they'd have haystacks, but I barely remember a little of the haystacks.
Yeah.
Now, they're before me when they really had the haystacks.
Well, when you get it up now, do you use one of those big old...
We always still bale it, square bales.
Do you still grow it?
No, we just cut the grass, Johnson grass, like the lakefront and all that. When it gets tall, we cut it, bale it, use it to feed horses.
What kind of horse do you got? Yeah.
They got 4 or 5 of them. I never ride a horse. The mother boy did.
I broke my shoulder one time.
I never rode a horse very much.
Well, you put your feet in the, when you're riding.
Mm-hmm. In the stirrup?
Yeah. And you hold on to the...
Reins?
Yeah. What, did you ever, you never rode anything like that when you were younger?
I hadn't ridden a horse 2 miles in my life.
You ever come or anything like that? Shoot, man, some of the best stories on the farm are about breaking little... We used to get on heifers at my grandfather's, and my grandfather's house was raised off the
ground. We had certain boys around here come and try to break them horses and colts. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen them do it many times. Well, they buck them. In other words, try to stay on them until they break them.
Yeah. What are the things they put on there? Did y'all have a shot for them? You put them on?
Spurs.
No.
Oh, horseshoes?
Yeah. They put them on there?
Yeah, on hoofs.
Each, put one on each?
On each hoof. Oh, I still got a man here come around and do it all the time now on horses. That's all he does. Shoe them.
In town?
Yeah.
Is he an old man?
Yeah. Oh, a young boy does it. It's a boy. Imagine your age that does it. All the time. They crazy. They have a little rodeo over here. And they have quite a bit of horses. Every weekend in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That boy works in the post office. He shoe horses.
In a herd of cattle, you call the male the
bull.
Okay, and in a herd of horses, you call the male the
stud.
Did you ever have any other words for it? Would men say that when women were around? You need to get that. Go somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, well, y'all always have weather like this about this time of year?
No. Uh-uh. Just,
I was going to say, it looks like you're having a little...
It's been a terrible winter, of course, you know. Where you go to school today?
Well, in Atlanta, we've had some snow, but there hasn't been over here most of the time.
Well, we had the roughest winter we had here in years.
Had a bad cold?
Cold weather.
Cold snap?
It's good to be able to get out now.
Yeah. It's important to me that I want to get a younger farmer in the area like yourself. And I did a younger farmer up in Arkansas City. I like trying to do interviews with younger people and see how much of a... You know, how much a lot of old ideas in the South have sort of survived in their history and in their ideas and that sort of thing.
It's completely different.
Yeah, I know it is. Because for the very fact that farmers today are forced to produce more, and you have to go to increasing mechanization.
It's getting the way to take the volume.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's then got competitive. See, you're